Les colloques du Collège de France.
So I'd like to start by thanking our 9 speakers today for their wonderful presentations, which have allowed us to get insights and delve into multiple dimensions of this yet unknown scientific object, which I decided to name landscape functional ecology when initiating this symposium and some of the thinking that underpins it. I've tried to summarize the key points that were made across the various talks and across the day, and that might take us on further reflection and potentially an agenda for what landscape functional ecology might be formulated as, or maybe it's just landscape ecology, as already discussed among some of the contributors here. So we have seen that understanding interactions between landscape composition and spatial configuration is critical to predict the dynamics of biodiversity, the species, their persistence in landscapes. And I should here have underlined interactions because this is what it was already about. And in fact, this was also emphasized by the last talk by Bruno. It's about interactions. It's not indeed just about availability of habitat and connectivity. We need to integrate multiple other components. We had examples on microhabitat heterogeneity, disturbance regimes, and species interactions. We have heard that species responses to landscape pattern influence ecosystem functioning and ecosystem services, and that this is not a linear path. There are multiple feedbacks at multiple scales. For instance, regarding disturbance regimes, we had some really nice examples on fire. Regarding integration between agricultural and urban areas, and multiple cross-scale interactions. When trying to think about how nature might support our adaptation to climate change, we just heard and understood also with Adrian's talk that we need to work with nature, nature being identified in its multiple dimensions, the species traits, the interaction, the spatial heterogeneity, the disturbances, to reduce and complement, perhaps, we didn't discuss that more today, how this might happen, but to be part of more integrated approaches along with more disruptive solutions like gray infrastructure or perhaps genetic or species translocations. We had some really excellent examples about how novel technologies and approaches are essential for supporting management and policy towards biodiversity conservation, sustainable management, and nature-based adaptation to climate change. In this last presentation, and with elements that started being drawn by several of the other presentations through the day, from agroecology to design in developing countries, we have seen how social ecological resilience lies at the interaction between ecological resilience and human-nature interactions, which leads us to consider not just ecological processes, but social aspects like values, participation, stewardship, and novel institutional arrangements. And so with what we've heard today, and I believe that all the speakers share this insight, we really want to propose and continue working on ways where science can accelerate change and support new narratives and behaviors towards a nature-based climate adaptation, where perhaps the landscape focus is indeed key, as I already mentioned, because this is where we as humans tend to have very strong relations with nature among ourselves and also agency. So with this, I'd like to thank you for your attention today. I'm hoping that we have puzzled you with some of our findings, that you have new questions in our head, and that we as researchers can continue to move this forward. Thank you very much. So what a future research agenda might look like, and this is only on the drawing board, it would need to integrate multiple dimensions of species trait-based responses to landscape pattern, genetic, demographic, biotic interactions, linking species-based responses to landscape pattern, to effects on ecosystem functioning, putting dynamics at the core of our understanding and action, especially regarding ecological, but also social response and effect feedbacks across multiple scales, in order to be able to think of nature-based solutions for climate change adaptation designed by integrating ecological response and effects and human processes and dynamics. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to continue to work on this agenda in future months and years. Thank you very much.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.